Hi, welcome to the podcast School News. I'm your host, Sam Rojas, and today we will be looking at a student's point of view on how grades are being impacted by attendance. So if you don't already know, today's episode is titled, Is Attendance That Important? Today we will be discussing the effect of attendance on grades. In the article, Relationship Between Class Attendance and Student Performance by Anna and two fellow co-workers, the relationship between university students' class attendance and learning performance were investigated. They used data from a course in a university in which attendance to class is not mandatory. So students would not have to show up if they didn't want to. The methods used were cluster analysis and regression analysis. They found that students tend to form three different groups. The first group is those who drop out of class or college before the final exam. The second group, those who attend classes as well as the exam. And the final and last group, those who study independently and attend the exam. But most importantly, they also found that in group 2, attendance is positively and significantly related to performance. After controlling for the effect of other variables potentially related to performance, they also found that students in group 3 are characterized by compelling reasons for absenteeism and a good ability to proactively search for information and study independently. The results are relevant for teachers and students alike. First and foremost, they can be used as a motivator for students to attend classes or for teachers to bear in mind that relevance of class teaching for learning outcomes. For the most part of the research, it clearly states how Anna and her two co-workers found that most students who attend class and go to exams do better than those who don't attend class or exams. I mean, obviously, they're not showing up to class, but they also found that students who show up to both the exams and class tend to do better than students who are preferring to stay home and learn on their own or teach themselves. After looking for more information or research from other researchers across the country, I found an essay by the Jordan Universities. The essay is titled The Importance of Class Attendance and Cumulative GPA for Academic Success in Industrial Engineering Class. So basically what is said in this essay is that overall the GPA is impacted by class because one reason may be how a teacher or a professor may present their lectures and have most of their exam questions for students, and it allows the students to prepare better for the exam because they're knowing what's going on, what's upcoming on the exam. And it also states how some students learn better because they are, I guess you can say, more prepared or have more of a capability to study that material in which they want to major in or even graduate under. To go on and have a more relevant source, I have a special guest coming in to get interviewed. All right, today with us we have Jack Bembry. Jack, what are your opinions on attendance and the impact it has on grades?
Okay, so I think that attendance shouldn't really affect the grade, because ultimately it's what the student's final grade is in the class, whether that be whether they came or not.
All right, so to support this, I mean, if you don't mind me asking, do you have any personal situations where your attendance has impacted your grade, whether you were good in the subject or not?
I took a college class one time and it didn't really affect my grade, but it was on the syllabus where, you know, if you had been absent, if you missed two classes, then it would take a certain amount of points off your test grade. And I don't really think that's fair to do, because if you know the material, especially in a college class where it's not as much a lecture setting as, because it was U.S. history, so a lot of it was based in a textbook. So if all you would have to do is read the textbook and then you know the information, so then attendance wouldn't really be necessary, because then, you know, if you know what's on the test, then it doesn't really matter what your teacher's lecturing about. But I could understand it in other classes where they didn't follow a textbook. It was more of, you know, you learned what you got from class. So I understand that, but from my personal experience, the classes that I've taken, I don't think attendance should at all reflect it, because inevitably it's what you get on that assignment that counts.
Yeah, and I'd have to say I'd agree with you, because most of the teachers, well, most subjects go off a textbook. Right. So as long as you have that, you don't really need to go to class, because they're pretty much just giving lectures off the textbook, and you could read that at home. Right. Not having to get up early or stay late studying because you had to go to class early. You can just teach yourself at home. And that's pretty much it. So
I would say the same thing is with like math classes, because, you know, you have your curriculum and then you just follow chapter by chapter and practice what you want. Like the teacher in a math class is more of like a mediator where you can ask questions and stuff like that. They're not really someone there that's going up there teaching you day by day. It's more of, here's the assignment, understand it or not. You can find other ways, obviously, but the teacher's more of someone you can ask questions and stuff like that.
So do you think that, at least here in this local area, that people in the school system should look into changing how attendance impacts your grade? Are you playing
football? Yeah, definitely. And I think, especially with high school, you know, there's so many variables, especially towards the end of the year. And if you play a sport, it's even more so. You're going to inevitably miss classes. And, you know, if you know the material, then that's what the class is counted for. It's not counted for how many times you should be there.
All right. Thanks. Thanks, Jack.
You're welcome.
All right, thank you all for listening. So this episode was primarily the point of view of a student. Tune in next week to listen for the point of view of a teacher, Miss Robinson. Thank you.